game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's a special weekend edition. Slim, how you doing today, man?
Oh, pretty good.
Can you believe that I woke you up to do a podcast at midnight on Saturday morning?
I'm confused.
That's just when this is gonna air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that sounded accurate. I wasn't sure it was going on.
How are you doing? How are you doing in your semis matchup? How's your 250 league? How are things going?
Yeah, that's the only one that looks like finals are inevitable.
Well, that's good.
The other one, I think I was down 9-0 last I looked, so yeah, that's not going well.
Speaking of 9-0, everything is going wrong for me in REL. Everything.
Yeah, first round bye and you get smoked in the semis. Yeah, that's rough.
Well, I mean, when you play a team that has every single Clipper, and DeAndre Jordan is 2-for-4 at the free throw line and through three games, it's just ridiculous. What's his field goal percentage? It looks like 78%, 67%, 1,000%. Whatever that is over three games. Oh, my God. Ugh, I hate everything.
Yeah, I know. This was the year.
Yeah, well, I hate everything, but I actually have some good news. I don't even know, have I told you this yet? But wife and I, we got our first dog this week.
What kind?
She's like a shepherd mix. She's about 2 years old, and she is absolutely adorable and awesome and already house trained, which we didn't even know.
All right, cool. That's a big step.
Yeah, man, I know. So my focus has been, I mean, I've been focusing on basketball. Oh, I got to see all my brackets get busted with Arizona losing to Xavier. What the hell is that about?
Yeah, I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention.
Yeah, I know. March Madness is one of those things that's like, I need to not pay attention to it because I got basketball ending and baseball really ramping up, but it always sucks me in every single year.
Yeah, you know, it's the end of those games. When it's close, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, those poor Arizona Wildcats. Although an 11 seed getting to the Elite Eight, that's crazy. So anyway, on today's show, we're going to recap a couple pieces of news and notes from this week of action. Then we're going to look at both Saturday and Sunday's matchups. I know if you're listening on Saturday morning in default Yahoo Leagues, you can't make moves till Sunday, but we're going to take a look at all the weekend games and kind of preview some good streaming picks for there, and hopefully get you to your finals next week. I'm going to make our 30-point challenge picks based on those games, and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, on a scale of 1 to French, how high does Rudy Gobert rank?
I mean, Parisian? Is that at the top of the line right there?
I think so. Oh, you have him on your 250 team, right?
Yeah, and I'm going against him in the league that I'm down 9-0. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfair.
That's how that
works. Oh, my God. He is unbelievable. Had 8 blocks on Monday. Yeah. I mean, could he make it to the 11th overall spot next year in my ranks, which is where I had him in 2015-16?
Yeah, I think so. What is he, about Whiteside, what we expected out of Whiteside, so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean.
Scoring's got to come up. I mean, it came up with Favors out, so. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 16-14 with 8 blocks to kick off the week against the Pacers, then scores 35 points against the Goose. The Poison Goose ran out of poison.
Yeah, that's not. He's mismatched for everybody now. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, Gobert was
obviously Willie had no chance.
Gobert was 13-for-14 from the floor. Oh, that's so fair. Speaking of good field goal percentages, you see that both Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook had perfect field goal percentages the other night. That was weird.
Obviously it's strange for Jimmy, but that's really strange for Westbrook.
Yeah, yeah. Both super efficient. Butler had perfect free throw strokes. Well, so did Westbrook, but Butler had no turnovers. Westbrook still had his five, but yeah. It was a pretty good week.
Oh, really? Okay. That makes more sense now.
Wait, what'd you say?
It was against Philly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, Phil, that I actually watched some of that game because my last hope in REL is Russell Westbrook scoring like 80 points. But, yeah, I mean, Philly hung tough?
Hung tough?
They hung tough. For a little bit until OKC bludgeoned them. But yeah, that was interesting. If you have a Gobert, Westbrook, and Butler team, you better be winning field goal percentage.
Yeah, I would hope so. That's a pretty good team right now.
Two guys that shot 0 of 1 recently, Serge Ibaka and Robin Lopez, both 0 for 1.
It was so close.
I know.
I was watching the game live when it happened. It was so close.
I can't remember if I was watching it live or no. I don't think I actually was. I just saw the highlight like real quick after it happened because obviously everything blew up. It's funny because I was talking to Gray back when I went on my spring training trip a couple weeks ago, and how the NBA just doesn't have those like fights on the court anymore. And lo and behold, punch is thrown.
Yeah, they both let loose. They were not holding back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's another thing that's REL frustrating. I own Felicio, so Robin Lopez gets suspended, but Felicio decides he has a bruised tailbone.
That's unfortunate. That would have been a nice little boost of minutes.
Yeah, our good friend Laurent Fournier had, I think, a 17-6 game or something like that, and it sucks for Serge Ibaka. Because his owners can't really drop him. You just dropped Rolo and streamed if you needed to, right?
You probably could get away with it. He's been kind of hit or miss. He had that real nice game the other day, 25-12. Just one block. But he's been blocking shots lately. It's a tough drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, if the Zubac or something like that's out there, you probably could have gotten away with it.
Over under fourth round pick for Marquise Chris.
Fourth round pick, top 50. Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty... it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, he's struggling tonight, though. At the time of recording, he's 0 of 7 from the field with 3 fouls in 13 minutes. But the two games before, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. Did have the 6 turnovers, but shot 7 of 9 from the field. Then 23-11 with 2 steals, 1 block. In that complete Brooklyn tragedy. But yeah, I mean, this is quite an ending point.
Yeah, he's making threes at a 1.5 pace or so right now. He's having a big shot blocking game every, you know, 3 or 4th game. Yeah, it's really good. I think top 50 is, that might be industry standard right there.
Top 50 you think will be standard?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be counterculture. Get in with the hippies.
I mean, the only reason this took so long is because of Dudley?
No, he didn't play much. It was just, he was always in the... I think Chris was started from, like, the 4th game on.
Yeah, he just couldn't stay out there, I guess.
Just, yeah, it's just Earl Watson and his Napoleon complex. Getting mad at all the tall people when anything happens.
Well, he also had some ridiculous foul rates going on.
Yeah, he started 65 games and only came off the bench 7 games, Marquise Chris.
Yeah, with a strong offseason, I don't think that's that out of the question. You're looking at 1.5 threes, a steal, maybe a block and a half, completely possible. Then you're looking at 15-8, maybe.
Marquise Chris or Gorgie? The Jang Train next year.
I'll probably take Chris.
Yeah, the Jang Train kind of sputtered a little. Kind of ran out of tracks.
didn't have the scoring upside. I mean, Chris needs to work on the field goal percent and the free throw percent. But if I'm not mistaken, the field goal percent's been getting better.
Marquise Chris or Jay Crowder next year?
Crowder with the loss of the steals is no good. That's just no good. He's not top 50, not in my mind. He's efficient without the it's not even that efficient. 45% this year?
Yeah, he's not been great. I'm trying to think of other those like, you know, fourth round cops. Marquise Chris or Kevin Love?
Okay, that's pretty good. You lose the block upside, but you get the stability and you get the scoring.
You get rebound stability too, obviously.
Yeah, that's going to be a big difference. You're about in the right range, and we're probably talking about a build here.
Man, I think you're going to like Chris more than me. I mean, I'm going to like him. I love his game. I mean, he's going to hit all the cats. But, you know, free throw percentage, 63%. We expect it to go up a little bit. Won't get any assists.
He's been able to stay healthy. I that's playing a lot into it for me. He's gotten a lot of work.
Yeah. And he is a young guy. And as such a young guy, he probably doesn't have to shave very much, Slim.
Hey, you never know. Greg Oden was a young guy at one point.
Oh, speaking of shaving and sons, did you see, shout out to Shahed, who is officially our Cool Stats commenter. Please give us Cool Stats all the time, Shahed, so we can, I hope I'm saying your name right, too, so we can put it on the podcast. But he shot in a comment, and I saw it online, that the Suns on Thursday night had the second youngest among all the teams playing, even in college basketball. So there was one team in all of the eight teams in action in the Sweet 16 on Thursday night that had a younger starting five than the Suns. And the other seven had an older starting five than the Suns.
Yeah, that is impressive.
That's crazy. That's crazy pants.
Yeah, but this is I like what a lot of this youth is doing in Phoenix. It's years and years away, but it's I like what I'm seeing.
And I mean, Bender. Bender, I was about to say, even your boyfriend Dragon Bender is out, and he could still do something next year. So. But of course, if you did need to shave, if you're old enough, which would be older than anyone on the Suns right now, you need to check out Harry's. I've been shaving with Harry's my last couple times shaving, given that's about once a week. But it is an amazing shave. They give you some great, great shaving gel, some aftershave balm. It makes you smell amazing, and the wife likes it when I'm nice and smooth. Just saying. Everything you get in a Harry's kit is going to be a close and comfortable shave accoutrement. That's a fun word. That's silly. You get 5 German engineered blades, a lubricating strip, flex hinge for a comfortable blade, trimmer blade for hard to reach places, and a weighted ergonomic handle. And you get that all for $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. So they're so confident in this stuff. And their product, and I'm confident in it too, if you like to shave and want a good close shave, that they're going to send you a trial set for free. It comes with a razor handle of your choice, the five cartridge blade, and the shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. All you have to do is pay for the first shipping and just try it out. To redeem it, go to harrys.com/razmba. That's harrys.com, harrys.com/razmba. Okay, so I mentioned that Brooklyn disaster. A little behind the scenes, or inside baseball, as they say. I said, do you care about a KJ McDaniel stream? And you were just like, whatever, I don't care about that. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, he played. That's news, I guess.
Well, he went 16-8 with an assist and 2 steals, a block, hit a 3, 6-9 from the field. Got 24 minutes.
You're going to have to tell me what happens in these Brooklyn games. I'm not watching them.
This is the weirdest stat-generating game ever. Brooklyn won 126-98 against Phoenix. And the stats are just ridiculous on the Brooklyn side. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson played 15 minutes and got 16 rebounds.
Okay.
It's like an
11 defensive. That wasn't all just one attempt.
It's like an acid trip box score. It makes me giggle. Jeremy Lin was back in 13-3-5, whatever. But you had, like, Justin Hamilton play 7.5 minutes and score 10 points. Oh, Archie Goodwin signing! 12-3-3.
Yeah, 4-4 shooting, 3-4 for the... Yeah, this is 95 shots in the game. Yeah, seems like a lot to me.
They scored 126 points despite shooting 27% from deep on 29 threes. Oh, my God. It's like, do you remember, like, maybe like 6 years ago or so, someone in Division III college basketball scored 129 points in a game?
All right.
And it's
yeah, I remember hearing something like that.
Yeah, it's just this little white dude, and it's because this one coach is trying this system of always pressing, having one cherry picker, and you take a shot immediately. And the final score was like 170-180 or something stupid.
So he's playing 5-on-4 defense. Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's pretty much what this... I wonder if that coach took over for Coach Asshat for this game. Oh, my God. Ridiculous what the NBA turns into with these crappy teams. Another guy who... I almost did a crappy player segue, but I didn't because he's playing good and proving me a little wrong. But Seth Curry's still playing pretty well. Looks like they're pushing Yogi out, bringing JJ a little bit back in. But Seth Curry's playing decently.
Yeah, it looks like he might finish top 100.
Yeah, 23.
I mean, the efficiency's nice. He's somehow doing it on a good field goal percent. That's kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah, actually, he's been a little bit bumpier than I remember. I just remembered the 23-3-4 game against the Clippers with three trays, but it's still been kind of rocky.
Recently, sure. It was a real nice stretch there at the beginning of March.
Till Barea starts stealing your minutes.
Perret is going to be around forever. He's the next Jason Terry, I think.
I did see
in the 40s.
Barea got ejected for flagrant too, which I still haven't seen the video, but I can imagine some pretty funny Barea flagrant twos. Like, imagine if he like flagrant twoed Hassan Whiteside.
He'll flagrant two you back.
He probably like bit Whiteside's knee.
This is saying on Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin is known to be a little bit of a swinger.
Oh, hey, I don't get into the personal affairs of these guys.
I was talking about swinging his arm, Slim.
Well, that's Whiteside then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So Curry's been interesting. So let's start talking about some streamers, because I think that's what everyone cares about at this time of year. All your studs are pretty much locked in. It's only your moves left that matter. So let's take a look at Saturday's games. Or first, just kind of tell me in general. I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, but who are some guys that you've been streaming for the weekend?
Oh, no, I got some of mine taken care of early.
Okay.
Let me bring this up real quick.
All right, I'll run some that I picked up recently. I have Vonleh in a bunch of my leagues because Portland plays Saturday, Sunday. It was Portland and the Clippers, I think, that have the Saturday, Sunday stack. So I've got a lot of Jamal Crawford as well. Surprised he was out there by like early this week. I figured some other people would be on that. But Vonleh recently has been, you know, getting a ton of rebounds, flirting with a double-double the past, you know, week and a half or so, maybe even closer to 2 weeks, pretty close to a double-double. Gets a, you know, a steal. Steals and rebounds seem to be a big need across my teams, so I've got a lot of Vonleh.
I cannot believe you're saying this.
What?
I picked him up in the 20-team REL like 2 weeks ago.
Well, he wasn't even like usable.
I know, just that he's actually accumulating stats right now is kind of incredible.
Well, you picked him up. I mean, if you had him this week, you would have had a nice 4-game week for you.
Yeah, don't rub it in, man.
Hey, I didn't lose until the final week of the regular season. It looked like I was unstoppable, and I'm about to lose 9-0. So, I mean, things could be worse. Oh my god, I can't even make it to the finals in this goddamn league. I got some Vonleh, I got some Jamal Crawford. Who are some of the other guys you picked up this week?
Alex Lynn was a big help for me this week. That was
Alex Lynn.
Yeah, it's been a nice, you know, double-double with a couple of blocks. It's been consistent.
You got helped out because Alan Williams was sick, and the team didn't even say anything about it until the end of the first quarter. Oh, the Suns. Man, yeah, six blocks. He's already got two blocks tonight so far in 17 minutes. He's going to have two-plus blocks in three straight.
I mean, this is Friday, Saturday, but I rolled the dice with Shabazz. You know, there wasn't too much 24 and 25th going on, so why not?
Yeah, I heard he was an option that someone put in the comments as well. So those are a couple streaming options.
Yeah, Korver was another option with coming back, but you know, I just didn't trust it.
Yeah, it's tough to trust any of those Cavs. All right, so let's take a quick look at Saturday's games, today's games. Utah at the Clippers, Wizards at the Cavs, Raptors at the Mavs, Poppycockers at the Spurs, DMP alert, and the Wolves at the Blazers. Be on the lookout for DMPs if Kawhi sits or something and you can make same-day ads. Kyle Anderson? Maybe?
Okay, I guess. You know, whenever they sit everybody, Kyle Anderson tends to have a decent day.
Yeah. The Clippers play the Kings on Sunday, right after playing the Jazz, and they play back-to-back 3:30 tips. So, I could see a lot of Clippers getting rested on Sunday.
That was the Sacramento game?
Yeah.
It's possible. I mean, either way, it should be a blowout, so they shouldn't be playing much in the second half. So what are you thinking, like an Austin Rivers for the weekend?
Yep. Actually, thank you for reminding me. I knew I was missing one other person that I streamed from either the Clippers or the Blazers. It was I got Rivers in a couple leagues. I figured his combination of, like, maybe 25 points and a steal or two is just as good as streaming one person, you know, if not better.
Obviously going against Utah is a little scary.
Yeah, you don't get 20 bench minutes in that game and then 30 bench minutes against the Kings.
Yeah, you put it together, it should work out.
Yeah.
That one.
So, those are some things to watch for. I think Wizards-Cavs should be a really good game. They had that game earlier in the year. I remember LeBron hitting that fadeaway bank shot three to put it in overtime. So that should be
Wall was questionable with some migraines coming in, but it looks like he's playing.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. So those are some things to look out for on Saturday. All right, big one's going to be Sunday. There's 10 games on the slate. I'm not going to just read them all. But hopefully you streamed some Clippers and some Blazers. They're playing the Kings and the Lakers, respectively, so some good matchups there.
Charlotte big man against Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have, like, a big man bruiser, though. I mean, I feel like Kaminsky's going to do his...
If Zeller or Kaminsky is out there, they shouldn't be.
Yeah, I just think, you know, they're going to be out doing their normal thing either way. Your Thunder against the Rockets. Hopefully, Westbrook... If Westbrook has one of those, you know, 90-point, 30-assist games, I might have a chance to come back.
Yeah, you know, you imagine that game is going to be a primetime game. That's Sunday at 3:30.
Yeah. Have you seen the ESPN commercials primping up the West playoffs?
No.
It's pretty good. It's like Sam Shepard's voice over that, like, Prospector Go to the West music. And talking about the Desperado. Against the Golden, and then the Quiet Man in Black, which was Kawhi Leonard. I mean, it wasn't that. It was like the I can't sing it. I'm gonna make a fool of myself. I don't know. I thought they were really good. It was some of the better basketball commercials I've seen. Pacers against the Sixers. Let me see what he's doing so far, but I saw Monta Ellis was playing decently tonight. Maybe you stream him on Sunday?
Is he still out there in leagues?
He might not be. Yeah, you're right. He was dropped a lot, but he's probably
on the bunch of dead teams. I think it's more he's on teams that are dead now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He's lost. They have Monta Ellis all year.
Yeah, that's true. He's 5-for-7 with 11 points in his first 20 minutes tonight. So he's someone that maybe you could think about. Pelicans Nuggets. Oh, if only the Pelicans had big men to stream. But they are just going to feast on Jokic.
Yeah, that's going to be... Oof. Yeah, that's going to be tough sledding there.
Grizzlies Warriors might be a playoff matchup, so that's interesting.
I just don't see Memphis being able to hold it down in the playoffs.
Yeah, me either. I mean, have they officially shut down Chandler Parsons for the regular season?
Yeah, I think he had surgery too. Something about a meniscus, maybe.
Oh my god, he had another surgery? So he's going to have another offseason where he's recovering from something.
Probably.
Oh my god, untouched list.
He's a little... Yeah, I think so at this point.
Ugh.
There's no point. Like, I got him in one league this year, like 90-ish overall, and it just there yeah, was
I did
no
too.
Point.
I did too. I know. My bad. Mea culpa on Parsons. Although, instead of yelling at me, yell at him. He's the one that doesn't know his body.
I mean, yeah, he got paid. He doesn't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Yell all you want.
Hawks against the Nets. You know, here's an interesting one. Taurean Prince against the Nets. What do you think?
Is Millsap still out?
I think so. I mean, there's no reason to bring him back for that game.
So what is, you're picking up Ilyasova first?
Possibly.
Starter at power forward? Who else is starting?
I don't know who's playing for that team right now. I think it's Ilyasova starting with Thabo and Dwight, and then your THJ and your Schroeder with a little Bazemore sprinkled in.
Yeah, I like Prince coming into the year. I thought, you know, he was an older guy, 22, 23 maybe. That's not that old probably, but he was 22.
Yeah, he was I think he came out as like a junior from Baylor.
Oh, just turned 23. Yeah. All right, so yeah, he was an older guy. I thought he's a good defensive player. I thought, yeah, you look at the stats and getting the steals, getting the blocks.
Yeah, I mean, the minutes are there. It's a big thing. Before last night, 29, 31, 30, 28. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you're not getting a ton of upside, but maybe you get a couple blocks and a steal or something like that. But it's just an idea. It might get some extra usage in that game.
Yeah, I think Thabo is a free agent. I think we're going to like Prince next year. There's a good chance he'll be a starter.
Really? You think they move him up to starter already?
Well, he'll be, you know, an older guy. I think he'll be ready. I mean, there's no reason to bring Thabo back, I don't think.
Interesting.
Hardaway's probably better off the bench. You could have, Taurean guarding their best player and bring Hardaway off the bench. I don't see why not.
With as bad as the bottom end of the East teams are playing, you're, you know, Bulls most of the time, and the Pistons look terrible lately. But the Heat playing the Celtics, and the Celtics have a record just almost right there with the Cavs. They're only a game behind the Cavs, I think. Celtics Heat might be a 8-1 playoff preview.
I don't know if Miami's going to make it.
You don't think so?
Maybe. Oh. I don't know. It's tough. I watch the games, and I just don't know. You're waiting for the playmaker to make a play. And
oh, it's James Johnson, man. See, you're the neck tat.
That doesn't really seem to be there like it had been. At least not with the scoring, right?
Yeah, well, he had a huge end of the week last week, and then kind of hasn't really done much this week, which is my REL season in a nutshell right there.
I mean, he's doing what you expect.
Yeah.
Two steals, 4 blocks last time out.
Yeah, I mean, which is fine. I need points and threes, dude! Ugh! And then, of course, OKC got blown out by the Dubs, so Russell Westbrook didn't have his normal game. Ugh, I hate basketball. Right now the playoff picture is the Heat are the 8 seed, and they'd be playing the Cavs. The Nuggets still in it. They play Golden State in the first round. 8-1 upset.
Okay. You know, it's not the worst matchup in the world. Is Durant going to be ready in time?
That's a question. And then you have, and then Jokic doesn't have to guard anyone. I mean, Javale McGee's right. not making plays on him.
Yeah, they run kind of a similar thing going on. That would be a fun matchup, I think. You'll see some 130-125 games.
Yeah, I think that one actually could be more entertaining than not. Right now it'd be Houston OKC, so that would be a playoff preview if the playoffs started today. That'd be a pretty fun matchup. Westbrook.
Yeah, I don't want to pick a winner there. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, Houston has the better record in the home field, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go against OKC.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. All right, Slim. So I decided I think we should do this a little different. We're going to do, since we're doing this podcast on the weekend, I think we should let people, as long as their pick is in before the game tips, they can pick anyone from the Saturday or Sunday games. What do you think?
All right. Yeah, there's not too many games on Saturday.
Yeah, that's why I did it. I was like, there's only five on Saturday, and then I don't want to confuse people and only do Sunday. So any game from the weekend, as long as that game hasn't tipped off yet. Top 10 scorers right now: Westbrook, Harden, Isaiah, Brown, DeRozan, Lillard, Cousins, LeBron, Kawhi, and Kyrie. All right, where we first guess is always Curry, but they're playing the Grizzlies, and Curry has not gotten 30 points, it seems like, in forever.
I'll go with the other Curry.
I'll pass.
The red, not the green.
Slim, you better not pick Jimmy Butler. You are the curse of Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Yeah. Last time you picked Jimmy Butler, he scored 8 points. The time before that, he scored 3 points. The time before that, on December 16th, he scored 7 points.
That's I got Jimmy and Giannis in the league. That's kind of a fun game for me.
Yeah. Well, you could pick Giannis. Let's see. I gotta go first here. Man, I kind of want to go Giannis. If I'm gonna be honest, I will go. You know what? I'm gonna be weird. I'm gonna go Towns. I'll go Towns against Nurk. I was gonna go Wiggins, but I'll go Towns.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. You know, Paul George had that big game the other night.
Yeah, he got me back-to-back points earlier in the season. Oh, yeah. No. Well, they were within, like, a few weeks. They weren't quite back-to-back.
Yeah, I'm kind of between George and Giannis. I think Philly, that's you got to go there. Give me Paul George.
All right, PG-13 it is. Be sure to make your 30-point challenge picks. Scheduling note, we unfortunately are going to move to only one podcast a week to close out the season. There's only a couple weeks left, so you're not going to – you won't miss us too much. But that means only a couple more 30-point challenge picks left after this week. So get your final picks in. Again, any pick or any player from Saturday or Sunday's games are eligible. So throw out your picks. Get some points. All right, Slim. Movie time. I haven't had time to see any movies. It's my life is consumed with a dog and baseball and basketball now. I've got so many balls I'm juggling.
Juggling the balls.
Gotcha. I am. I mean, the balls are hung and tough. And
I don't think that would have worked as a I can't remember the name of that group. The boy band from the 90s. They had that song. Head in Tough. I don't think Hung in Tough would have worked.
It should be Hung in Tough. Was it 98 degrees?
98 degrees. I mean, that's hot, but you know.
I'm trying to think if I've watched much. Wife and I caught up on the Designated Survivor show with Kiefer Sutherland as President Jack Bauer. It's kind of silly, but it's fine.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. I wasn't particularly impressed.
It got better, but it's still just kind of there, but it's something we can both watch and enjoy.
I'm kind of being forced to watch that that Jennifer Lopez show, and I'm not a fan.
What, the one with Ray Liotta?
Yeah, it's the overacting is impressive.
So yeah, that sounds pretty miserable, I'm not going to lie. seen any movies? I started The Nice Guys. I got like 2 minutes in and then got distracted with something and haven't finished it. It wasn't bad. I literally haven't made it through the credits yet. But I still...
You know, nothing really. Saw Resident Evil finally. I guess that's the last one of those.
Yeah, dude from Game of Thrones is in that. One of the Khaleesi's. Henchman.
Yeah, I was gonna say that describes a lot of people now.
There's that show. There's so too many people in that
Game
show.
Of Thrones final season, is that where?
I thought there was two more.
More? No, I don't know about that.
I don't really know. I mean, I watch it and I enjoy it, but I'm not like feverishly looking for updates.
Yeah, it needs to end. It's time.
Did you finish Preacher the first season?
Yeah, I watched that.
I had like a DVR error or something stupid, and I never finished it. I need to finish that one. That looked good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. You know, it's got that comic book feel, but that's a fun one.
Yeah. Let me take a quick look. Have you set your fantasy movie league yet?
Should I answer that question?
Let's see how we're doing the league. Oh yeah, that movie Life is coming out. I picked Life on 4 screens. I have a feeling it's gonna do okay.
If you just base it off the advertising, then yes, it's going to be the number one movie.
Yeah, but it looks
the advertising is ridiculous. It is everywhere.
It looks like the movie Alien. I just don't get it. Like, how is it not the movie Alien?
Well. I mean, I saw what is this little like globby thing?
Yeah, going in people's throats and then like eating them in their spacesuits and oh my god, you can't hide because you're in space on a space station and there's an alien.
I don't know. I mean, you gotta have the giant creature though. I mean, you can't have a little tiny thing and call it alien. You gotta have the big one too.
That was some funny verbiage right there.
Yeah, you could have taken that a couple different ways.
Yeah, well, I'm the one that started it with Hung and Tough. Rotten Tomatoes has Life at 66%. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these other people's movies, and you look like the only one that went that direction.
Why is Power Rangers called Saban's Power Rangers? Who's Saban? Nick Saban?
I'm guessing it's probably going to be somebody else.
I don't know. Maybe there's a good team name for the Crimson Tide next year. Nick Saban's Power Rangers.
Power Rangers was probably something you were a kid for that, weren't you?
Yeah, and even as a kid, I just didn't really get much into it.
Okay, that came out. I was too old for that when it came out.
Yeah, like it was big when I was a kid, and it was like in my demographic. I remember watching it kinda, but it just never really stuck with me. I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a lot more.
Okay, see that was in my youth also.
The movie was incredible. I mean, it didn't come out in like theaters when I was young to appreciate it, but. Man,
yeah,
that first one with Elias Koteas as the Casey Jones dude, man, he was awesome.
Well, that Vanilla Ice song kind of made the movie.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then MC Hammer. Oh my god, it was so like early '90s. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's a snapshot moment in time, yeah, for sure.
It is a modern classic, Slim. I'm pretty sure I've heard the Library of Congress is gonna do whatever they do for cultural significance.
You know, we're getting there. That has been around for quite a long time, you know. Right. We're talking 30-plus years.
Yeah, it's getting there. So. All right, then. I think after we...
thought that was a joke. That's dead serious.
After we devolved into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think it's time to get out of here. Good luck to everyone with your matchups the rest of this weekend. Go and make your finals. We'll be back early next week for the preview for the rest of the week of the finals, and hopefully you've got some teams in there. Slim, have a good weekend. Good luck to your, or maybe not yours, I don't know if you even did one, but everyone else's brackets. Hopefully you get some Final Four teams right. And Slim, you know, good luck in your 250, and I'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Get that money.